Former President Bill Clinton is front and center these days, trying to help President Obama raise funds for his reelection campaign. But has the former president at times done more harm than good? Politico has documented times when the former president has been off message from what the Obama camp is saying, and earlier this week, Mr. Clinton responded on NBC to a column by Politico's Roger Simon titled Bill Clinton Out of Control.
Mr. Simon may think I should be an employee of the campaign, but I'm not. I'm trying to help the president win re-election because I think he's done a better job than most people know.
Joining us live is John Harris, editor-in-chief of Politico. It sure is an interesting debate that's taking place. Bill Clinton is, for many, this political figure that many consider to be perhaps as adept at the skills of being a politician as any we've known. But here he's being criticized pretty resoundingly by some Obama campaign people.
No question. Look, Bill Clinton, if you want the upside of Bill Clinton, he can raise a lot of money, he can get Democrats enthusiastic, he can make the case very articulately for Democrats and for President Obama. You want the upside, you're going to take the downside, which is what he is, that he's going to say what's on his mind, even if that's not particularly on message. What was interesting about the story that Alex Burns and I wrote for this morning's Politico is that not just the Obama team, but Clinton's own team up in Harlem basically acknowledges, look, the guy screwed up. He was off message. He misspoke. They're not trying to defend some of these awkward comments that Bill Clinton made.
Is it a plus or a minus having Clinton out on the out front and center for Obama?
I think there's no question there's a plus, because if he was not out there, there'd be endless stories about is Bill Clinton really rooting for Barack Obama to lose? Is he doing some plot to push Hillary Clinton in 2016 or something like that? Bill Clinton's an effective politician. He was in the past deeply ambivalent about Barack Obama. I think now he is genuinely committed to his reelection, thinks it would be good for the country and good for Democrats.
You know, especially when it comes to issues that affect the economy and the negotiations that have to take place between the executive and the legislative branch, there are a lot of people who are wondering in each case, what would Bill Clinton do in this situation? Is that irritating to people within the Obama White House?
Well, nobody likes that kind of comparison. And the Obama team has had its own journey with Bill Clinton. Many of Obama's top aides initially were quite disdainful of Bill Clinton's record in the 90s. They thought he was a kind of a small president. Barack Obama had bigger ambitions. They've now come over time, given their own difficulties these past few years, they've come to appreciate Bill Clinton's political skills and the strategy that he followed. Bill Clinton was also a polarizing president, but he was able to get deals done with Republicans in Congress in the 1990s. And, of course, that was a period of terrific economic growth for the country. So many of those years are looking good in retrospect.
And you do point out in your piece that the president and the former president have a pretty cordial and supportive relationship.
They do. It used to be somewhat cold, but they had dinner the other night up in New York. Bill Clinton joined Barack Obama and Jack Lew, who, of course, was also a senior official in Bill Clinton's administration. So they get along okay. The camps sometimes jostle. There's elbows thrown between Bill Clinton's senior aides and some of Barack Obama's senior aides. But I think they both believe, look, there's no time for that kind of jousting right now. We've got an election that we're in the middle of.
I sure would like to have been a fly on the wall at that restaurant. That would have been an interesting conversation. John, thanks so
much. Sourced up and find out what happened for you.
I know you will. John Harris, thank you so much. Editor-in-chief of Politico.